Money FM 89.3. Best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good of you to join me this morning. I'm Michelle Martin. Now, when it comes to financial literacy, children can start forming financial habits from as early as age 7. But in order to get your hands on a debit card, you usually have to be at least 16 years of age. Well, a homegrown digital cashless payment company is changing that. They're called Canvas, and they're helping families and households make household finance management seamless and transparent. And they're also helping parents not only give their children full access to pocket money, but a means of discussing finances in the home as well. Educating children on the importance of managing cash and providing parents access over their expenses, helping parents and children account for their expenses. Apparently, a group of parents are behind this initiative. Let's find out more with Georgina Bulworthy, project lead over at Canvas. Good morning, Georgina.
Good morning.
Tell us what Canvas is and how it works, and is it available to for everyone, no matter what age you are?
Yes. So Canvas is newly launched in Singapore. It is what it says. It's a prepaid Visa debit card with application. So it's designed just for kids and helpers. Obviously, parents or employers have to set up the application and sign up for on behalf of the children. But essentially, they sign up, they add their card holders, and Visa cards arrive with your children's names on, your helper's name on. And it's a prepaid Visa debit card, so there's no damage or no worries about overspending. So parents have full control through a very easy-to-use application, and they can control spend, they can top up, they can transfer money to the card, they can even lock the card should the card be stolen, lost, etc. So everything at the touch of your fingertips.
Absolutely fantastic. And is there an upper limit for these debit cards?
Yeah, so we allow up to $1,000 at any one point for the card. So just in case, we kind of keep it to that. But from the research we've done, from a pocket money allowance and also from a kind of daily allowance in terms of household spend and groceries, that's usually more than enough to cover those kind of needs for this group.
All right. So I understand the Canvas card is issued by Rails Bank. Tell us a little bit more about the roles of GoBank and Rails Bank.
Yeah, so Rails Bank is a banking service partner, if you like. So they have a kind of open banking API as a platform, and it allows regulated and unregulated companies access to global banking. So a business like this wouldn't normally be able to just set up and be able to kind of issue cards and banking ledgers as such without the support of a service partner such as Rails Bank. And Rails Bank are in Asia and have been able to provide us with that platform, but also to link us up with Visa and be able to issue Visa cards.
Just terrific. So can you give us a backstory into how the app was built?
Yeah, so we built the app based on quite a basic product, really, to be able to cover sort of four or five basic things, which was firstly to be able to cover the spend and the transactions and to be able to show users the activity, but also to be able to top up easily. So we've just introduced Pay Now, but we also had credit, debit card, and bank transfer on there. So parents or employers can very quickly top up via the app using these popular top-up platforms. But also to add security into there as well. So we've got the ability to be able to lock the card through the app. And then the cardholders themselves see a slightly different version of the app. They obviously don't have the ability to top up or do any of these activities. But what they can see is their balance and their transactions. So as a child, they're able to understand how much money is on their card and what they spent money on in the past couple of weeks.
And does this mean they can take part in online shopping, basically anything that, accepts Visa as payment? Or if you have a helper, that your helper can, do digital overseas transfers then?
So it's designed for both online and offline payments. So the normal OTP system would work for a cardholder to be able to make an online payment. There are certain categories that are limited that obviously we wouldn't allow children to spend on, like gambling and, some of those merchant areas. Mm-hmm. So there's an element of safety as well. And helpers, really, it's more about buying groceries and kind of covering those daily chores that would normally need cash or some kind of kitty within the household. So it's less online, I would say, for the helpers. I would say that it's mostly those kind of daily chores. But for children, yes, they can use online purchases.
All right. Now, I understand a group of parents came together to make this a reality. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. We're all a group of parents. So obviously the main investors that formed GoBankMe Technologies are a group of parents and with younger and teen kids. They did have some experience in the fintech world and were aware of this kind of initial concept of Canvas that was in its early stages and had some kind of basic branding around it. But they really saw the opportunity to invest in the product and bring it to life. And then they brought me on board to come and lead the project. And I guess as a mum of two, I was really passionate about this product and could see a real huge potential for it in Singapore as we stand in such a cashless environment.
Were your children keen on trying it out?
Oh, gosh, I was so excited. To have their name on a card and to be able to go and tap and pay in the store was like the most exciting thing. Yeah, definitely. I've got a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old.
What's the feedback been?
The feedback has been amazing. Yeah, everyone is really loving the product and being able to use the card. And the lessons that it's teaching the children and their understanding of money is something that I think is what we're most passionate about. The education behind the tool is something that actually is really coming to life.
Yeah, I'm sure they feel like a real grown-up now that they can tap and pay anywhere, right?
Totally. And I think, you know, parents don't really visit banks anymore. And I think kids don't really understand where money comes from. They kind of understand the basic concept that things need to be paid for. Mm. But they don't see those transactions anymore. They don't see mom or dad go to the bank and put in their wages or their salary and withdraw their weekly money. You know, everything's done through the parents' personal banking apps. And they just don't have the visibility of this. So I think it's just a good understanding for children of money doesn't just grow on trees, you know, it doesn't just come out the sky. It's you know, they have to visualize this money and be able to understand that this is a certain amount of money and this is what you've got and this is what has to last for the month.
Yeah, it's a great way to manage pocket money in this digital world, really. And until that sum is yours, just yours, and then you have that transparency of, oh, this, if I spend on this Pokemon, this is how much is left. You know, it really brings home financial literacy in a big way. I can see how that could work. Sign-ups are free, but are there other fees associated with this card?
So the initial sign-up free of charge, as you say, and we offer a 30-day free trial, which gives you a good period of time to kind of understand if this tool works for you and you know, you enjoy using it as a family. And we also give a $5 free credit for kids on their cards just to kind of get them started.
Oh.
And after that, after the 30 days, it's just $2.99 per card per month.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow up to $400 of top-up free of charge. After that, it's 1% on those top-ups. So it's a really simple fee structure, no hidden fees in there or anything that's going to start charging you as you spend.
All right. So $2.99 on a subscription basis going forward then.
Yeah, correct.
All right. And do you know how young your youngest user is?
I know we have a 6-year-old on the record, but I think that's possibly one of the younger ones. I think essentially, it's about having a kind of chat with your child to understand, are they ready for this kind of concept? So do they understand the basic concept of things cost money? You have to budget for things. You can't spend everything in the first kind of day, which my daughter actually did do in the first month. But gradually that they understand that this is how these things work. And so I think possibly that whilst we don't have a minimum age, I think it's probably better for children kind of 6 upwards.
All right. That's a good conversation to have with your child. Any first thoughts on how these digital tools are really helping children when it comes to understanding finances?
Yeah, massively. I think, you know, our kids are just so digital savvy. They're so used to Googling a problem or looking and using apps on a daily basis. And I think what's quite scary is the amount of credit that's available to a young adult when they suddenly have access to money. And, you know, these platforms like Buy Now and Pay Later are becoming bigger and bigger. And I think the more we can do to prepare our kids for this understanding when they get to that kind of 18 and suddenly have this access, is better. And this concept that okay, I've got $50 and that's got to last me the whole 30 days of this month. And that's, there is no more after that, is really good for these kids to understand. We live in kind of a bit of a culture at the moment where everything's expected now. And this idea of waiting for something is kind of forgotten. We can order some food in 10 minutes. We can, everything's on, you know, straight away. Mm-hmm. But it's nice for the kids to be able to think, right, okay, I've got $50. I know that I've got a party at the end of the month I need $20 for, and I've got $30 before then I can spend. So it just kind of gets them thinking and prepares them for a stage at which credit will be more accessible, and they need to understand this basic concept.
All right, you launched back in April, so I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Great speaking with you. Georgina Bulworthy, project lead at Canvas, reimagining pocket money. Canvas launched Singapore's first prepaid Visa card for both children and domestic workers. And in case you miss any part of this interview and you want to find out more about the fees, well, head online. You can check us out on Spotify. Just type in my name, Michelle Martin, and the show will come right up.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.